Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
I love presents. So when Jesse Thorne came in, America's radio sweetheart from The Sound of Young America, when he came in and gave me a CD of the songs that he was going to talk about, I was so happy because I love presents. I thought that Jesse was going to give me a CD that would provide him with witty anecdotes. You know, he's, because of his personality on the radio, and also because of his background in sketch comedy. But what I got was not that. It was something different. I'm Taylor Chaplin Orsi, and this is Club Awesome, a show that's about any song that's meant anything to anybody ever. We'll get to the mix that Jesse made for me in just a second, but first, let's hear from the man, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart, on his interviewing ethics.
I don't even consider myself, honestly, I don't consider myself a journalist at all. Like, I really have no interest in the search for truth or reporting. I mean, that was one problem, one reason I couldn't get a job in public radio is because, like, the only job that you can get in public radio is, like, reporter. One of the nice things about being me and having your own radio show that you do out of your living room on your computer and some equipment that you, you know, bought when you, with the money that you got when you sold your car, is that you just get to do whatever you want. And so if I book somebody on The Sound of Young America, it's because I like them or are interested in what they have to say.
So what do you have for us?
I brought you some tunes. I started going out with my girlfriend Teresa when we were in high school. I think we were probably 17. This is so corny that I almost cannot laugh without saying it, but I totally told her that I loved her for the first time at our senior prom. Then, after that summer, we went to opposite coasts, and we broke up. And it was a really hard decision to break up, but it seemed crazy not to break up. It seemed like everybody who didn't break up, it just made them miserable, and then somebody cheated on somebody, and blah, blah, blah. I really like rap music myself. And when we were a senior in high school, a big hit record that I really liked was You Got Me by The Roots. Somebody told me that this planet was small. We used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly. I mean, the lyrical themes are not exactly parallel to what we were going through. It's not like I was on tour with my band and had to deal with groupies. But it did get a lot of, like, added resonance when we were so far apart. My girlfriend and I were broken up for maybe, like, I think maybe the first three months we were totally broken up. And we kind of came home and were like, being broken up is too... No, you know what happened? We broke up when she left. And then it just didn't work out being broken up. Like we were just doing a really bad job of it. And
what does that mean?
That means, well, I mean, think of the things that broken up people do.
They don't talk,
like,
to each other.
Not call each other every day, not be in love with each other, you know, that kind of thing. And so we pretty much ended up being not broken up pretty shortly thereafter. Like, if you ask, like, what is your song? We had this conversation maybe 5 years ago. And what is our song? And we're like, oh, that's what it is. It's You Got Me. I used to make mixtapes for my girlfriend. Our relationship in some way was filtered through that music that I was sending in the mail to her. You know, like, I would make these... elaborate. I would make like tape cases and the whole nine yards, you know. Another song I put on there is I put this song about this D'Angelo song. What are you giving me that look for?
I'm wondering what D'Angelo song you put on here.
It's actually Send It On. It's a live version of Send It On from the Voodoo Tour. We got back together after a freshman year of college. And I was really, really broke at the time. I had to work at like a focus group in order to get the money to buy the tickets. But the focus group was on the same day as the show. So like basically I had to like go to the focus group and then like run from the focus group to pick up my girlfriend and go to this show. Yeah, I mean, D'Angelo is kind of a crazy guy and everything. And I guess at this point he's just like sitting in his house in the deep south getting fat and doing blow or something. But going to this concert, like it was... His band was, at the time, was pretty much like the best band that you could have put together of the kind of music that I was interested in. Questlove was on the drums, and James Poyser was playing the keyboards, and Roy Hargrove was playing the trumpet, and blah, 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 blah. It was a really amazing show. I have this terrible memory, and so, like, something that my girlfriend and I do for kicks is she tells me a story about something that we did together when we first started going out.
That's great.
But that D'Angelo concert, like, I still remember it. Like, it's a really powerful memory for me. And in terms of memories of times that I spent with Teresa, you know, it's, like, one of the most powerful. It was really romantic.
What's making you uncomfortable right now talking about this?
I also like rap music. So I'm just trying to clarify that I'm not a 35-year-old African-American woman.
All right. So I can't peg you as just listening to nothing but Blackstreet in 96 or whatever.
I have Toni Braxton's new albums. So. I do really like Tony, though. When I heard new music, like, I thought of it in terms of making tapes for Teresa. There's a song that's on there, on the CD that I gave you, called Don't Play by Jay Live, and I remember downloading that record. Been a long time coming, but the blood doesn't flow with the weight. As we dead on the damn debate, anticipate this. And this was a record that actually, at the time that I downloaded it, had never been released. He had been signed to a major label and cut from his label before his record came out. And so this was one of those, like, unreleased gem type of records. And I would, like, want to know which ones she liked and, like, why she liked them and, like, so I could make a better one for her next time that she liked even more. This is a song that makes me spill out all my guts. I put, actually, another song on there. This was maybe in between our sophomore and junior year, I want to say. We went to see the singer Bilal in a club in San Francisco. It's just, I guess I just remember these, I remember these things because, you know, in that time we didn't get to spend that much time together. But those things that we did together that were like big things, just even just like going to a show, which, you know, was a big deal at the time just because it was hard to get together, you know, $40 for two tickets, really stick out in my mind. Go where I never been, see what I never saw, do what I never did. The other song that I brought you, this Donny Hathaway song called A Song for You. Like all these other songs are sort of, you know, they're rap love songs, which tend to not be actual love songs. Or they're like a D'Angelo song that's kind of about sex, actually. It just has kind of a romantic tone. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes. Donny Hathaway is just the most amazing singer. He has just the had, he's dead now, just the most stunning, just the richest, most powerful voice.
But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
What it makes me think of is, you know, my girlfriend.
I know your image of me is what I hope to be.
You know, like, Donny Hathaway was a really sad guy, you know? He committed suicide, just lived this really tortured life. In some ways, like, it's kind of a sad song, you know? What's really, like, special and amazing about it is that the emotion is, like, so... And it's because, you know, I have this huge emotion in my life, which is, you know, I just really love my girlfriend.
Can you compare that scope of emotion to anything that's out now? I don't know. I guess maybe that's a very simple yes-no question, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You know what is that directly emotional? It is Andrew W.K.
I never knew girls existed like you. Now that I do, I really like to get to know you.
People know Andrew as this kind of like party-hardy guy. And I think what he actually is a lot more than that. My best friend Jordan, who used to co-host The Sound of Young America with me, and I went to an Andrew W.K. show in San Francisco a couple years ago, and it really, like, exploded my brain. I think a lot of people in, you know, popular music are really afraid to express happiness in that way, like that intense of a way. And I listen to his record sometimes, and I just can't believe that he has this open of a heart. And you think, like, I think a lot of people think that his records are a joke for that reason. Like, they think that this is ridiculous.
Like, ironic or something?
Yeah, because it's ironic, because it's so big and so much about fun and happiness and just opening your heart to fun and happiness. And I can say, you know, like, I've met Andrew a couple of times and, you know, like, had lunch with him. And, no, he just really, like, what he cares most about in the world is opening his heart to fun and helping other people do the same thing. I'm pretty emotionally guarded. Like, it's I have a hard time saying that I love my girlfriend without laughing. But, you know, like, Andrew is a guy who just, you know, every night on stage and every song he writes just, like, throws the doors open. And it makes me, it upsets me sometimes that he sometimes gets mocked for that. But on the other hand, I feel like he probably changes a lot of people's lives. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say that, but, like, I genuinely think. I know he totally touched my life, and I don't even like rock music, so there you go.
It's gonna be out, but we can make it today. You gotta
Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart on Love, his longtime girlfriend, and Andrew W.K. If you want to get in contact with Club Awesome, hit us up on MySpace. That's www.myspace.com/thisisclubawesome.
And we want to get wasted.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with an available voice-activated navigation system with real-time traffic. Learn more at Acura.com.